gotta tell you, you and I worked down there in the city building.
Yes.
Jean is trying to do this thing for our coach, that family. Part of that, you know, study, the fence, he's working on trying to raise the cameras.
Yes.
She may have told you this, but he, she has to get, you know, this right to Bob Mary, somebody who was native born, college graduate, successful.
Now, let's cut out right there. You can get the rest.
No.
One black and one white. And it was mature and so on. So I asked college because, you know, I just don't know. I didn't know myself. I knew it was kind of a problem. That's how I feel.
I'll have to jump on him. He won't come to church tomorrow. He wasn't there last Sunday when I did this solo. See, we have it at my church. I sing in the choir, of course. And because we have so few men, I was the only one there for several Sundays, but we did have two this past Sunday. And I did this solo. One of our English teachers years ago, who is now deceased, Lucy, you may have heard of Lucy.
She was the television.
Yeah, you know. Lucy Campbell wrote this number, Something Within. It's a rather, it isn't a spiritual, and yet it's a rather a gospel type, you know. So this gave me an opportunity to do what Hollis usually likes to say is my type of number. They used to kid me, and I kid them back, because when Clarence Darrow came in, when Clarence Darrow came in 1930, I was a freshman at Lamorne.
Okay.
And we were singing an old Negro spiritual, Old Mary, Don't You Weep. And when we had finished singing, Clarence Darrow turned around and said, I'm very happy to know that you've got a Bing Crosby in the choir. And even this is my lead song. So I told him, I said, think nothing of it, Hollis. I've been doing this a long time, over 40 years now.
Well, Mr. Where were you born?
I was born right across the street there.
Oh, really?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And how old are you?
I was May 18th, 1911.
Let's see. So that makes you
64.
64.
Yes.
What was the address over there at that street?
At that time, it was just... remember, you wanted to assess yourself at E Street. However, 6 weeks later, we moved to the corner of this street and the street. At that time, this was subdivision. Mm-hmm. This was street. Ran between them, separating Avenue from Avenue. Mm-hmm. And of course, that's just, for that reason, I mean, we had actually no number. Mm-hmm. The number properly would be, at this time, would be the number now.
What is your address right now? And what is your full name?
Lonnie Franklin.
N-N-I-E?
Right.
What is the name of the church you were just talking about?
Second Congregation.
Is it close by?
Oh, it's about 3 miles, about 3.5 miles. About 3.25 miles from here.
Have you been going there a long time?
Oh, no. No, I was right up to right the street there in the next corner, actually, where I attended Pride. So, this was a Baptist church. My father was a Baptist minister, and of course I separated from this church as a result of the minister, who was a rather radical person, and I couldn't stand much of that.
What is your occupation?
Well, at present, I'm a foreman in environmental services for the landfill department.
Mm-hmm. Of what?
Shelby County. Uh-huh. That's under commission, government.